hablar inglés. Vence al Mañana Me Pongo con Vaughan. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Y no dejes de participar a través de nuestra aplicación. Descárgatela.
Hola, Marty. Vengo del futuro y es horrible. No te imaginas lo que ha pasado. Tienes que saberlo.
¿Qué pasa, Doc? ¿Son mis hijos?
No, no es eso. Es que he estado en 2019 y todavía no te has puesto con el inglés. Sigues teniendo el mismo nivel bajo que tienes ahora.
Si sigues dejando lo del inglés para mañana, es posible que nunca llegues a mejorar. Ahora es el momento perfecto. Descubre el método Vaughan y cambia tu futuro. Mejorarás tu nivel de inglés gracias a unos profesores que te apoyan y te motivan. Grupos reducidos en los que estarás siempre utilizando el idioma. Deja de estudiar inglés y empieza a hablar inglés. Vence al Mañana Me Pongo con Vaughan. Llama ahora al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
El 15 de septiembre abrimos las puertas de todos nuestros centros para que nos conozcas y descubras todo lo que podemos ofrecerte para mejorar tu inglés. Además, podrás participar en el sorteo de un curso de inglés de 3 meses para adultos, un curso de inglés para niños, 10 cursos online y material de aprendizaje Vaughan, masterclass, pruebas de nivel, charlas informativas y más actividades. El día 15 de septiembre, ven a conocernos. Las plazas son limitadas. Es imprescindible la inscripción. Infórmate en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you guys are having fun, but by the looks of it, ¿cómo se diría esto? By the looks of it,
por el aspecto,
by the looks of it, you guys seem to be having a good time by your comments and stuff. So thank you so much, guys. We're glad you're enjoying the show. I'm learning. I think we're all learning and having fun. If we take that second part out.
Yeah.
So we need the second part to have the first
Definitely.
Part. That's how we do it here. A couple comments on Twitter. Jayster says, Ana Belén version is cool, but she turned the story the other way around. Le dio la vuelta a la historia. Whilst Billy talks about the customers, Anna sings about the piano man.
That's right.
So I have to listen to it. I have heard it, but I didn't listen to the lyrics.
Pay attention to the lyrics. Yeah.
But you know what? The Billy Joel version. Oh, man. You know what the Billy Joel version reminds me of? When I was at the Expo in 92 in Seville.
Oh.
And I went to the American
Pavilion. I wasn't born.
Oh, you were?
No, no.
I'm an old man.
Yeah. I wasn't born, man.
Well, I was there, and I remember, you know, we saw all these pavilions, and I was like, I want to see the American one. When am I going to see my country? And we get there, and they're playing baseball, and they're playing Piano Man, and I'm like, I'm home. And I always said, I was like, Billy Joel. What more American you have than Billy Joel?
That's right.
You know?
Tom Waits, maybe.
Tom Waits. You know, these Americana.
The piano has been drinking. Talking about pianos. That's a good song, too.
The piano's been drink. Guys, if you love music, that's another way you can absorb language, too.
Oh, definitely. Many people here learn some English through Beatles. Listen to the Beatles.
The Beatles, of course. Yeah. What was the Trueba movie about the professor, the teacher down there with los ojos, eyes wide shut? No, no, esto es Tom Cruise.
No. Not at all.
Not even the same genre.
Not even close, yeah. I don't remember. Yeah, it's Javier Cámara was the siren.
I know our listeners are going to know it. In un segundo nos van a decir el nombre.
It's based in real facts.
Living is easy with eyes closed.
That's right.
Es una letra de los Beatles.
That's right.
Vivir es fácil con ojos
con ojos cerrados. Right.
Okay, so great movie if you haven't seen it. Great book. I have the screenplay. Well, it's like a screenplay kind of thing where it shows like notes of the production notes. And in Barcelona, Trueba signed it for me. I gave it to my wife.
Oh, yeah?
As a gift. And great. Really interesting, because if you like movies, then you, as I say, we do a section, name that movie, which we will do, guys. Be patient. and we're going to act it over here. But if you like movies, you're going to learn just from that stuff, from
Definitely.
The titles, from, you know, just by absorbing pop culture series.
Being exposed to the language, not just going to classes.
Right. And now, how easy is it? I mean, think about when we were kids, or our parents were kids.
Oh, my God.
You had to go the extranjero, as they say. You had to go abroad and learn. Yeah. That was the only way.
Yeah, that's right.
You weren't going to have an immersion experience here. And here, you could just say, okay, my TV's always in English.
Mm-hmm.
I watch my news on the BBC, because I have Movistar Plus or Netflix. Yeah. Or I watch my series in English.
Yeah, in fact, back in the time when we didn't have internet, we usually say we need an American sidekick.
Right.
Because you couldn't find something, some play awards, game awards, because you didn't have any way of...
Right, there was no like online community where you share, like, okay...
So you needed an American sidekick.
Sure.
To ask him, ask her... about that word you didn't understand or that expression.
Right.
So, right now, it's so easy.
We're connected, guys. I always say, if you don't know something now, it's because you don't want to.
That's right.
Because the answers are out there. You just got to ask the questions.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, and that's the...
It's like the sentence I usually say in my classes.
Mm-hmm.
If you ever say the sentence, I don't have time for that, that is an alarm.
Right.
That means something's wrong in your life because you have time for the things you really matter.
Sure.
If you have time to have lunch, to have dinner, to have sex, or sleep, then you have time for the things you really matter. So if you don't matter learning English, you don't have time for it.
But it's not important.
You're lying to yourself.
Or what about this one, Saucy? I'm sure you've heard this one too. Es que el inglés a mí no me eso no a mí no me entra. I'm like, well, of course, I agree with that attitude. Never.
That's right.
Absolutely. I'm gonna second the motion. Never. Not with that close. A mí no cerrar. El inglés no nos llevamos bien. Okay.
Some curiosity.
You gotta say, I hate to say it, but Obama nailed it. Yes, we can.
That's right.
That's the first step to doing something. Believing you can do it.
That's right.
Then comes the hard work. That's the part they don't tell
passion.
You about.
Passion. It's all about passion.
Absolutely. We looked at the word this week. We were looking at the word drive.
Mm-hmm.
Motivación. It's like a wave. I love this word.
I love that word.
Yeah.
To drive.
Yeah, and drive. He's got a lot of drive.
It implies movement.
Yeah. If you think about it, great words, guys. And if you think of words as ideas instead of words, they're a lot more fun than four letters.
That's right.
You know, they become, as I said, living things. A couple comments here on Facebook. First time listening to you live.
Oh,
Elena says, awesome.
Awesome.
Thank you very much. My friend David tuning in. David, good morning to you, buddy.
Hello, David.
Jay Lima. Hello, AA. Where does your energy come from, dude? Crack. No, I'm joking. I don't. No. In fact, I don't drink Red Bull or anything like that.
I'm a
coffee, tea.
You're like me. You have adrenaline running through your veins.
Yeah, that's right. And the thing is, when I was younger, I would just let that energy out everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, going out three to...
Define that, please. Can you be more specific about that,
Let's put it this
please?
Way. My energy was just exploding all over the place. And now, as you get older, you learn to say, okay, I'm going to use the force, Luke, for good. But thank you very much. Thank you. We put a lot of energy into what we do. And I think that's the secret, too. You got to put a little passion, a little energy into everything, right? It's the difference between just doing something and doing something, you know? Every time I watch your competitiveness, you competitiveness raises. Thank you, teacher. Blessings. Thank you very much. My competitiveness. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I guess in the market. All right. Well, I'll tell you what, folks. It's time for today's Double Trouble.
Double Trouble, baby. Yeah, you know what time it is. Give it up.
Double trouble. I said double. Double trouble. Double. Double trouble. I said double.
Have air.
That's right, folks. We're just talking about breath support. Breath support. Guys, even during the little jingles, we're talking some interesting stuff here. Just talking about the difference between speaking from here, from your diaphragm, you know, from your stomach, and from your chest, which is like what they call clavicular breathing.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people, when they're speaking, they speak from the air comes from here.
That's right.
But really, the air needs to come, you know, from here, and you'll be able to speak longer, faster, you know.
There's a trick I tell my students is try pronouncing some sentences. If you get to the last syllable without air, I mean, if you cannot put some stress in the last syllable,
like, where you
are, you right. are not right. breathing right.
Right.
If I have to say in Spanish or in English, necesito comprarme un coche.
Right.
You know, exaggerating this.
Sure,
this.
Sure.
Then if you cannot do that, it's because you're not having enough air
in your
lungs.
You
have
the breath support you need.
That's
sure,
right,
sure.
The breath support.
Well, guys, it sounds, you know, when I remember when I was studying this stuff, I was like, oh, breathing, what does this have to do? It's all connected.
Yeah.
It's all connected.
I made martial arts for my whole life.
Oh, and, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
In fact, you can, there are some techniques to suppress pain through breath, correct breathing.
Right,
so
right.
and it's really interesting and
right, right.
nerves and stress
right
through
yeah, no,
really
martial
important.
Arts they say help I mean just with balance equilibrium you know all this kind of stuff
that's right
so awesome well great stuff guys well it's time for today's double trouble now this is I love these double meanings English is full of them Spanish too
yeah.
muñeca mm-hmm. gemelos
I have something about muñeca later.
All right, we're going to save that muñeca, because right now it's double trouble. I think it's an easy one, but I'm not sure. Let's mm-hmm. see. La experta balística, o en balística, mm-hmm. no, se puso furiosa. It's very American, this.
Yeah.
So usually the way this section works is our listeners know half of, like, dicen, el pato se tuvo que agachar. Dicen, okay, se pato. Fill in the blank there.
Mm-hmm.
So I think a lot of you, I mean, we use the Latin word for balística.
Yeah, that's right.
I'll give you a little clue there. So la experta balística, o forense, same. Another way, right? Se puso furiosa.
Mm-hmm.
All right? It's got to have the same word twice. If you want to participate, it's on Twitter, at I'm Alberto Alonso. Remember to follow Sose Castro as well with an X. Very cool. Sose. And is that a Galician, the X
yeah,
thing?
It's a Galician name. It's okay. Jose, but instead of a J, I have an X.
Okay.
Which
well,
is good.
You
know,
awesome.
The only word you can form in Spanish with my name is sexo.
Oh, nice. And you have beso y abrazo in there. XO.
That's right. XO.
So,
that's right.
See, guys? And be careful with this diverso guy. He's trying to copy
that's
you
right.
with the
yeah,
XO
he's,
there.
He's
cuidado.
A, yeah. David Muñoz.
I'm watching you,
yeah,
David.
Yeah, I'm watching you, guy.
Suzanne, great account on Twitter, guys. If you wonderful, as I always tell you, so many great accounts to learn English or to learn interesting things on Twitter. Suzanne, English smart, síguele. Síguele o síguele?
Síguela. Yeah,
nunca
that's
lo voy
a complicated
pillar,
thing.
Y anda que pregunto, pero...
Yeah. Even for Spaniards. I mean, if I'm from, I don't know, Cantabria, I would say síguele, but no, it's síguela.
Síguela, síguela. Well, it's English smart, and she says, hi, my dear, Billy Joel, what a legend, wonderful, wonderful songwriter. Have a great weekend. She sends us, don't ask me why.
Mm.
Yeah, Billy Joel's just a guy that you could just press play.
Yeah.
And just walk away.
That's right.
You know, you don't have to skip any songs.
That's right. That's a good definition of his music.
You know, you could just let them all go. Because even if ones you're like, ah, este es un poco más lento, you're still going to like it. It's beautiful songwriting.
It's like Chet Baker.
Chet Baker, another great one.
Yeah, you can just leave it.
Leave it and just enjoy. Sit back and relax. All right, so we've got some people participating. I know you know the answer.
I think so.
Well, especially you translate movies, as you said. That's the cutting edge vocab. I mean, ahí estamos usando... El vocabulario más reciente. So you really have to be, I mean, and I'm sure you keep up watching series in English.
Definitely.
Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of that stuff comes from there.
All the late night shows I have to watch them. I like them. I mean,
Yeah, sure.
Anything. The Letterman.
Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, Jay Leno back in the time.
Oh, yeah. He's like, seriously, folks. I love his little list.
Yeah. And this guy from Scottish guy. I really like this guy. He's got this late night show.
I'm trying to think who it is. Scottish.
He's famous now in the U.S.
John Oliver's English. He's
That's a good one.
John Oliver's great, too.
Yeah.
He's very dry. His humor's like, and then they look like a turtle like me. And he laughs at himself, like Conan O'Brien.
Yeah.
He's one of those
Stephen
hosts
Colbert.
That laughs at themselves.
Stephen Colbert.
Yeah. Oh, guys, really, really great. And you know what my dad tells me? He says, Alberto, I get my news from there now. I don't get it from Fox or
CNN. Right.
He goes, I want to really
Bill
know what's
Meyer.
Happening. Oh, God.
Bill Maher is
hard to
god.
Follow, guys. That's for higher levels, but yeah, Bill
he's
Maher,
god.
Is, he's the king. He started
the king.
Him, John Stewart. These were the early guys who did these political comedy yeah. when it's. I
George
love
George Carlin, rest in peace.
George Carlin. I always recommend guys. These are the greats. These yeah. are the greats now, and George Carlin, one of the late greats. All right, well, let's see if these guys figured it out over here. The first person to get it right today, it's weird here because the first person to get it exactly right. Because mm-hmm. it's weird. In English, esto es raro. A veces es con ese, a veces es con no.
I think there was another
one. Oh, there was somebody else to see. The.
No.
Yeah, because it sounds...
No.
I'm looking at it here. A lot of you guys put the ballistic expert.
Uh-huh.
Now, I don't know if it's wrong, but I'm used to hearing... Again, I'm not the reference here. I'm not word reference. But as a native speaker, I would say... And in fact, I got it off... Lo Piede yeah. Serie. Yeah. I think it was Ozark. Lo uh-huh. Piede Ozark.
Good series.
Buenísimo. Yeah. And I said, I do that a lot. I'm like, estás buena para double trouble. Porque tiene un...
That's right.
And I pulled this one right out. I pull them right out of pop culture. This way, as I said, we're using what the language that people are using now.
Yeah.
Which is different than the language, as I said, we were using when we were younger.
But it's ballistics.
Ballistics,
the
yeah.
science is ballistics.
Yeah. So it's technically, the ballistics expert went... Ballistic. And our winner, ladies and gentlemen, Iñaki!
Iñaki Gómez de Segura.
There we go. Nice job. There's a new word for you. The ballistics expert. So somebody, ballistics, bullets, right? There's a word that people mispronounce on. They say ballet. Bullet, yeah. right? Yeah. That's a weird one. A lot of people say
that
ballet.
Reminds me of serious, which is a kind of a tricky word for Spanish because it's an S. There is an S. So
always.
An S for Spanish is plural. So
right.
They don't know what to do. I watched a Siri.
Yeah, they say a Siri. A I'm Siri like, that's like. On my iPhone. Siri.
Hello, Siri. Right?
Series. Siempre. It's interesting. It's como Siri en plural, como that's lo right. de iPhone. Entonces, si lo piensas, eso es uno, dos. What's your favorite series? I'm watching a series. I'm watching several series.
That's
siempre
right.
con ese. Mm-hmm. It's like news.
Yeah.
Tell me the news. I have some good news, whether it's one thing you're going to say. Yeah. Right.
We don't say for news. Data. I mean, not.
Data incontable, right?
Yeah. Because. It doesn't have an S, but you don't know if it's plural
right,
or singular.
It can be. It's many times you're talking about many numbers.
That's right.
You're not just talking about
most of the time.
So there we go, guys. So a ballistics expert. Well, somebody who is an expert in ballistics. Ay, definición. I yeah. think you know. The good thing is it's since it's
go
Latin.
Look it up.
Ballistics. Come on, guys. Latin. Ballistics expert went ballistic. And to go ballistic in English means to lose your mind, to just blow your top, to get really, really angry. And so
you know
you
it
go.
Is related to bowling. Everything comes from Latin.
Of course it does.
Yeah, Latin is bolo. Bolo was something spheric or round.
Uh-huh.
So bullet comes from there. The bullet's in word when you write and you make a bullet list.
Right. The that's bullet points. And
in
the...
Spanish, that's called bolo.
Okay.
So bolo, bowling, bolo, bullet, all those words come from bolo, something round. In fact, the word bolo sounds round, right?
Right. Yeah, of course. Yeah. The first thing that pops in your head is in round.
Something rounded.
It's interesting how sounds provoke images in your head, you know?
There's a nice experiment about that. I mean, if you tell children, if you say bloblo and trisky, mm-hmm. Which one is round and which one has corners and angles?
The first one's round.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah, it's true. Certain words.
It's something inherent in the words.
Yeah, there's something in the sound. It's not even the words, the sound that it provokes.
Yeah.
Because it could be a nonsensical word.
Yeah.
So it could just be a little, and you're like, what does that sound? Well, it sounds more like up and down, like
that's
it's a
right.
hill or
blah,
something.
Blah, 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 blah. It sounds like,
like, you know, there's a lot of rough terrain or something.
I remember I bought a stand-up comedy book, and they talk about the importance of some words that really work because of the sound, even for rap songs.
Okay.
Like truck and fuck and this, you know, this kind of
right,
really,
luck.
Really,
yeah, yeah.
really straight and sharp sounds.
Right.
They really
right.
work with rhymes.
Like pat, rat, bat, smack. Yeah.
And for, how do you say, punchlines.
For punchline, la parte graciosa del
If you
chiste,
use it for punchline, it really, it's like a bold face for your message.
Right, right.
It transmits more than... And other words.
Sure, sure. Guys, I hope you're having fun. I'm learning a lot of things. I hope you are as well. And we wanted to... I know you wrote a note there.
Yeah.
See, this is what happens. We have things scripted, and then ideas pop into our head. This is great, guys. What have you got for us, Sosa?
Well, I have another etymology for you. Another How do you call the black thing, that black spot in your eye?
The pupil or the retina?
Pupil.
Pupil is the, okay, pupil. Yeah.
Okay.
The retina is like interior.
Okay, so
like
let's go back to the 2 centuries before Christ.
2 centuries.
Ancient Rome.
Okay.
And they call pupa, that comes, and pupa was a girl doll.
Okay.
A girl pupil. Doll.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So puppet comes from there.
Puppet.
And poupée in French. So when you look into the eye really close to someone,
right.
Your wife, for instance,
right.
What you see, it's a
reflection.
Yeah, a reflection. You see, they say, I see a doll inside your eye. And they say, even in ancient Rome, they say, I see a pupila.
A pupil, a little dog.
A little girl dog. You see yourself, your reflection, really tiny reflection of yourself in the other person's pupil.
Right. So that's like a little...
Yeah, so pupil means doll, girl doll.
So guys, this is where I'm learning. You need to know anatomy.
Yeah.
Porque hay muchos de los huesos que hemos visto, right? So even being a scientist or being a biologist is going to help you learn languages. Now, here's something, though. Talking about these Latin words that we recognize and things, sometimes those are the hardest words too.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're like, lo reconozco, pero ahora cómo se pronuncia.
That's right.
You're like, ooh.
What I'm doing with this.
Como el ET says, hay patrones. No? There are patterns like ET says itis.
Mm-hmm.
Bio is bio.
Bio.
Mm-hmm. Right? So if you learn, I mean, but sometimes those words that are the easiest are the hardest.
English is tricky.
It is tricky.
In that aisle. Yeah.
I could spend my whole life trying to teach someone how to spell in English.
Yeah.
I can teach you how to, I remember I had two students, they were very basic level Spanish. Esto es un boli, aquello es un boli.
Yeah.
And I taught them how to read in 5 minutes. Okay, mm-hmm. Not comprehend, that's vocabulary. But yeah. I taught them how to read. I said, okay, got it? Ah, e, I, o, u. Everybody got it? Okay, good. Read that for me. Picked up the newspaper. Estaba en el Congreso.
That's
con
right.
La I'm like,
and that, and you know, that's one of the reasons we Spanish-speaking people, we don't have that good pronunciation when we talk a lot of languages. The problem is, are the Basque people.
Oh, oh
yeah. I tell you why.
Okay, we do have some Basque listeners. Okay. We love you,
yeah.
By the way.
Okay, I'm going to tell you another thing. It's good for, if you have something to talk with your family or you know, after dinner, you want to say something interesting, tell them this.
Okay.
Okay, Spanish language is the only Romance language,
mm-hmm.
I mean, the only language coming from Latin that only has 5 vowel sounds. The rest of
which
the
makes
languages,
it easy. Yeah,
Galician, French, Italian, Catalan, whatever, name it, they have
right, the schwa sounds.
That's right. Where we have a e I o, where does that come from? From Basque language. We got the 5 simple sounds from Basque, and that's really good because it's good to teach other people to read.
Yes.
Spanish language.
To pronounce something,
yeah.
You know.
But that's a handicap for us because we don't have that nuance
when
we pronounce vowels.
And when you learn English, it's like, ¿qué? Yeah. Pero,
what?
Public? No, what?
Yeah.
El shit y el shit. Perfecto, shit and sheet.
Yeah, are you telling me this letter that doesn't even sound?
Yeah, there's no, you mean you don't even pronounce it? What?
Marlboro, and I have O-U-G-H, and you do nothing with it, basically.
Oh, yeah. Sure. Well, guys, hey, that's the thing. But when you think about it, we don't see words. We hear them first.
That's right.
We see them later.
That's why spelling is so important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, later on, you learn, then, you know, but first, a TED Talk I saw the other day, you're saying, who gets, you know, the idea is get your idea down.
Mm-hmm.
Then later you can fix it up and you can say, you know, I want to use this adjective instead of this adjective. But the guy made a good point. He goes, who gets paid? Here,
mm-hmm.
Stephen King, the guy with the idea, or the guy who made sure that it was perfect?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. He goes, and, you know, a lot of times we get obsessed with being perfect.
Yeah.
When we want to speak, I got to say it perfect. Like when you came, you said, oh, I'm rusty. I'm like, who cares, dude? You're confident. You're on TV.
Let's go ahead.
You're on our, come on.
Go.
Hey, I'm not worried about you being shy at all.
No, it's not. It's not. Is that
oh,
my
man.
Thing?
Interesting stuff. Language is culture, and if you love culture, well, if you don't love culture, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know why
Definitely.
You're listening to us. So Galicia, Galicia.
Oh, yeah.
Very cute sounding language. I mean, it's not Tanguki, like, yeah. Niño. I don't know. I love the way it sounds.
Yeah.
It's some favorite words.
It's really sweet. Well, I love Ashoshere.
Ashoshere. Yes, it's
Ashoshere. It's like one of my favorite words is a Catalan word. It's Jujueja, which means to, I forgot the, susurrar.
To whisper.
Whisper. That's right. Whisper.
Yeah.
So, jujuejar in Catalan. Ashoshere, it's a cascabel in Spanish. Kind of a
bell. Like a rattle, a baby.
A rattle. That's right. A rattle. Uh-huh. So, ashoshere. And, there are some words I really like. And I like the word teima.
Teima.
Teima. It's fun. It's curiously, this word exists in Spanish, but people don't know it because it just, they just know this word from a very known saying, which is cada loco con su tema.
I love that expression, by the
way. But many people, I would say most of the Spanish speaking people don't know that that tema is feminine. It's la tema. No, it's not el tema.
Right.
It's la tema. Y una tema is something you're really obsessed with.
Okay, right.
And we have this word in Galician and in Portuguese, which is tema and teimar, the word when you're really obsessed with something, really insistent, really.
Right. Monotema.
Yeah, that's just, right. So loco con su tema is something that.
Right. You're just over and over.
Yeah.
And you're
it makes you go crazy. Yeah, that's right. It makes you go crazy.
So, I love every time, aside from the seafood, but the language, the sound, when I hear people speaking, I love the way it sounds.
It is sweet. Yeah.
And we use a lot of diminutives. Not every language is like that. Yeah, exactly. That's what it is.
I think more than Spanish, definitely Galician uses more diminutive, way
and
more.
The Iño is like the Ito,
that's
Ica, right?
Iño.
Okay.
Iño or Elo, Ela. We have a couple of diminutives, if I can recall correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Iño, Iña, Elo, Ela. It comes from Iño. Latin too. Of
These
course.
Are, guys, I know a lot of I'm sure most people who are not from Galicia know a few Galician words anyway.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, there are probably some Mourinho.
Mourinho, yeah.
I know there's one. I used to say Mourinho. I used to say Mourinho, and they were like, no.
Mourinho, I think, is the most Galician, most known Galician word. Yeah.
And it doesn't exist in Castile. Well, is it? It's a Castilian word now, right?
But yeah.
It comes from.
In fact, in some parts, they use it like when you have Mourinho in Spanish, it's like you are like a kind of a sleepy.
Okay, you're like lazy a bit, kind of sleepy. Yeah.
You want to take a nap. But Mourinho is like saudade, it's when you miss your homeland.
Well, then in English, it's to be homesick.
That's right, homesick. That's the symmetrical translation.
It'd be like, I miss my family, I miss my home, I miss my town. It doesn't even have to be the physical home that you grew up in. I miss that area, I miss... Do you get homesick? Because I'm sure you work in Madrid.
Like
Cero, Radio Nacional, that's all here in Madrid.
Yeah, I work here, but I'm lucky enough that, radio and TV shows, they close for the summer season. So July and August, I'm free to go to Coruña, and I go there, and I take my laptop, which is a really good thing of being a freelancer, and I work from that. That's what I call semi-vacaciones, semi-vacation.
Sure,
so I work from my homeland, and it's really,
But at a different pace.
In a different pace, yeah.
You know,
I can meet friends,
enjoy
a coffee, have dinner, go to the
beach. You're missing the rush part, because I guess here in Madrid, it's like, I got to write this, but then I got to go do this, and then I have to go meet this guy.
Yeah.
And there it's like, I'm going to write, have a coffee, maybe go for a swim. Then
that's
a different rhythm.
I love that.
And that's when you really get inspired.
Yeah.
Because your mind is, you're like, oh, man, they're going bad. They left me alone for
that's
a little
bit
here.
So in the end, I spent like a month or more than a month in Coruña.
All right. Well, guys, we're going to head to our last commercial break, but we've got another half an hour left. Guys, we'll be right back. Stick around.
Con el curso online de Vaughan, sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en curso online en grupovaughan.com y hasta final de mes con un 50% de descuento. Haz clic en curso online en grupovaughan.com.
¿Do you Vaughan?
Oye, pregúntale al mago del sombrero y la barba blanca, ¿qué es eso? Mago Blanco, ¿qué es eso que se acerca?
Es algo muy grande, algo muy antiguo que estaba olvidado, pero que siempre vuelve. Un monstruo terrible.
¿Qué es?
Es el sentimiento de culpa del mes de septiembre. Es esa sensación de que ha pasado otro año y tu nivel de inglés sigue igual. Ese remordimiento de septiembre es el típico me tengo que poner.
¿Septiembre? ¿Pero qué dices? Si aún estamos en verano.
¡Está llegando! ¡Corred, insensatos!
Apúntate ahora a nuestros cursos trimestrales y empieza ya a mejorar tu inglés con el método Vaughan. Unas clases que te retan y te sorprenden para que saques lo mejor que llevas dentro y mejores de verdad tu inglés. Vive en persona la pasión de los profesores Vaughan. Apúntate ahora. Llama al 91-133-5833. Do you Vaughan?
Busques lo que busques, tenemos un curso y un profe para ti. Prueba nuestro buscador de cursos en grupovaughan.com o llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ofreceremos una solución que se adapte a tus necesidades. 91-133-5833 o grupovaughan.com.
Is this an English class or what the hell's going on here? Don't consider it an English class.
Don't consider it.
All right. Well, folks, I remember I did that. I had a live show. I was at the Teatro Príncipe Pío. And what I did, it was like about an hour and a half or so. And then after everybody was entertained and we played games and we did all these things, I was like, did you guys just enjoy your hour and a half English class? Because you all learned stuff and you all had fun and applauded and sang and danced and okay, well, good. I just lied to all of you.
Was it painful?
No. I'm like, see, it doesn't have to be a task. It shouldn't be a task.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't consider learning a language like going to the dentist.
Yeah,
sorry. It's just that way. You're never going to get inspired. You're never going to get hooked. You're never going to become a nerd like us. All right. Well, a couple comments here rolling in. Tons of comments on Facebook. Thank you so much for tuning in live today. Guys, remember, Sose Castro is on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and also a website where I'm sure you can find all of those.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you've got Likes Cero.
Yeah.
Which is on Movistar Cero.
Mm-hmm.
And tell us a little bit about what you do on this TV show for those of us, when we can catch you, and a little bit about that TV show.
Well, you can see it in the Channel 7 of if you have Movistar.
Okay.
And it's we broadcast from live from 3 to 4 from Monday to Thursday.
Okay.
And I go there like once or twice every week, and we are two people, like side by side with the host of the program, and mm-hmm. we interview actors, singers, writers, just interesting people, celebrities in a good way.
Right.
And we have sections with...
show's great. I've seen the show several times. Yeah, it's great.
And we get news, fresh news from the social media, you know.
Yeah, and you guys are young people. I mean, you're young people, fresh. Yeah.
Not me, but the rest of
them. No, but when I mean young, you know what's happening.
Yeah.
You can tell it's not like, unos caspos, bueno, los chavales están hablando de
not
esto.
Not at all,
you know?
Not at all, yeah. And there is a lot of humor, too. Mm-hmm. And he's the great Pedi Aznar. Is
he's great.
This, yeah.
I met him on the radio. We were interviewed with the book that we did. Uh-huh. And I was like, good deal. And then when I saw him there, I love
his. He's really sharp. Psh,
psh, when he changes.
He's really fast, sharp, dude. Yeah.
Really, really great. I'm sure it's a great experience. Well, you work with my cousin there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Maria,
oh, yeah, Maria.
Who works over there. Maria, yeah. Maui, as Maui. They call her.
Yeah, she works for the production.
And so great. So so TV, you got Like Cero.
Yeah.
You've got Radio Nacional.
Yeah.
You're teaching. You do conferences. You're translating movies, books. I'm sure. When do you sleep?
Well, I try to sleep at least seven hours. Now, you know the funny thing is that many people think the exception is the norm.
Right.
Because what you post on your social network is the, you know, the funny, the fancy things.
Right, right.
I ate here.
Right.
I went to this restaurant.
El premier de tal.
Yeah.
Right.
I went to this radio
show. Yeah, I love that one.
Hashtag suffering, you know. But in fact, my radio show is like 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Right.
So, but it grabs the attention of the people. But
yeah, sure.
Most of the time I'm in front of a computer just, you know, typing my way out.
but also you prepare all your sections. So it's not like you have script. It's not like,
no.
So se vas a leer esto hoy.
Yeah, no, not at all.
Which is a privilege, I think.
Yeah. And
be able to say, esto es lo que quiero decir, lo veo así.
That's right. I write my own scripts for radio and TV too. I'm not for likes because it's different. I just there
well,
to give my opinion.
Yeah. I imagine you collaborate.
Yeah. We have this script reading before going on air. Mm-hmm. And I work for this program in Televisión Española called Atención Obras, which is kind of a cultural show.
Cool.
We talk about, you know, theater and dance and art and everything.
Cool.
And I talk about digital art and I have to prepare my script, of course.
Right.
Beforehand.
So the best thing about preparing scripts, and I can say it too, you learn too.
Yeah.
So you're like, qué interesante. Voy a contar eso.
Yeah, that's right. I have to
learn it first. So that's the fun part.
I discovered so many dark things from everywhere. I mean, because I'm obliged to surf the web and find curious or interesting things from my show. So I learned so much in the last years.
It's almost good. You know, with the radio show, it's what I always say. I'm like, you know, I know this, sometimes it's useless information. I'm like, oh, well, today is 20 years ago, blah, blah, blah. And they're like, okay, thanks. I'm like, I just thought it would be interesting. You know, nobody was saying anything else.
No, but as you said before, if you want, you can learn anything, language or anything you want.
Right.
So I'm really curious. In fact, when I have to define myself with just a single word, I just say curious.
Awesome. Great.
Yeah, that's what I do.
And they say curiosity killed the cat, but I guess the cat's going to have to die in this case.
That's right.
Sorry, I'm cat friendly. I love animals, but if it's curiosity or
curiosity drives the cat.
We need to change that expression. In English, we can. We don't need the right to give it an official stamp.
Yeah, that's right.
All right. Well, Likes Cero, you can catch him on Likes Cero on Movistar TV. You can catch him on Radio Nacional Gente Despierta, en Obras.
Atención Obras.
Atención Obras, perdón. Atención Obras.
This month I started working with Tony Garrido in Cadena Ser.
Oh, you told me you had good news. There it is.
The show is Hoy por Hoy, so I will be there every Monday.
Excellent, dude.
About 11 something in the morning.
So you're a busy, don't try and be humble. You're a busy guy. Your phone's ringing off the hook, but that's the way it should be. You deserve it. You deserve it. You're a hard worker and you love what you do, and I think that's the secret.
Yeah. I'm like a fish. If I stop swimming, I die.
Right.
I have to be moving all the time.
You're restless.
Moving ahead.
Moving ahead,
not moving,
right?
Yeah, no, I'm not a crab. I'm moving ahead.
That's the attitude. Now, I wanted to ask you something as a translator, because I've always been curious. We always laugh here about the funny translations of movie titles, like, Dos Cachondos Locos, Americanos.
Do you know Jose Francisco?
I've heard the name.
Californian stand-up comedian.
Pablo
Francisco.
Yeah. In a world, one man, one desire.
Tortilla man.
Tortilla guy. Tortilla boy.
That's right.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah, I love.
Because you remind me of him.
Well, my hero, one of my heroes is not him, but the guy he's imitating, LaFontaine.
Uh-huh.
The voice of God.
The voice.
In a world. that's for me, that inspired me to get into this voiceover stuff. stuff.
Oh, yeah?
So let me ask you this, though. But here's my curiosity, because I'm really, really interested in this, in translating a movie. How does that work? They tell you, okay, so say we got a new movie coming in here. What's the next step?
So the next step is they send me the script and, you know, a PDF file.
Mm-hmm.
And they send me a link to download the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Or... yeah, and so I watch the movie, and I have the script.
So he can give you spoilers, guys, on everything.
Yeah.
You lose your job. No,
confidentiality are...
It's
a pain
key.
In the neck.
Yeah, it's key.
In fact, I translated the three movies, Matrix movies.
Oh, cool.
And I had to watch the movie without faces. Because they are so obsessed with piracy.
Oh.
Piracy. With piracy that they gave me... In fact, that's what they do.
So they blurred the faces, or
yeah, I mean, I just saw it was a black screen,
right?
And I just saw the mouths moving.
Holy
every time
cow.
Someone spoke, I saw the and there was no music or effects,
right?
So it was
right.
Kind of a I was all the time being like, you know, surprised because it was a black screen,
right?
Mute,
sure.
And I was,
and
like,
this is a movie where you have to see what's going on,
yeah.
You know, there's a lot of levels here.
Yeah, but piracy is more important for them, so I don't know. I told them, I mean, come on, guys. Okay,
trust me a little bit if you're going to hire me.
Grab a guy, hire a guy with a pistol.
Right.
Take me into a room and let me watch the damn movie.
Right,
and if
right.
I try to take a picture
shoot
or record,
me.
Shoot me. But please let me see the movie.
Right,
let
right.
me see people
if
moving
if you want
around.
Me to do my job to the
that's
best
fine.
I can, well, I need all the information here.
Yeah.
I need to know what's going on.
Yeah, and sometimes it's hard, with, especially with, you know, really blockbusters and feature films.
Right,
from
right.
From major...
Well, Matrix, huge. I mean,
yeah.
Come on, The Matrix doesn't get much bigger than... I mean, we could say Avatar, but
yeah.
The Matrix, huge yeah, blockbuster,
it was the
trilogy there. And that's not... I imagine that wasn't an easy trilogy to translate.
No, not at all. It has so many philosophical and religious references. That
right,
is.
Right.
And then sometimes you have some problems with because in the case of Matrix, a video game was translated before the movie, so they didn't translate some words, and I was forced not to translate some words I had to.
Oh, okay.
For instance, the name of some ships, like Nebuchadnezzar.
Yeah.
And so some things were translated and some things weren't. So
right.
It's kind of tricky sometimes. Sometimes
right,
you
right.
depend on external factors.
Right.
Like,
right.
Okay, we are already... doing toys with this, so we're calling
oh yeah
this
merchandise oh sure sure they have their whole global idea sure sure
yeah.
You have to fit into that,
yeah.
So there are limitations.
That's right.
So then what's next? You watch the movie first once through, you read the script.
I like to watch a movie and feel what the audience should feel.
Okay.
Because we don't translate words, we translate emotions,
right?
So
right. Sure.
I need to make
ideas
the,
is,
yeah, yeah we need to make the audience feel what the original audience felt.
Right.
So I grab my popcorn
right.
and I watch the movie.
You
like
immerse yourself, you get lost in
yeah,
the movie.
Fresh
right.
from the start.
Right.
And then I split my screen and I have the video and I have the script and I begin translating.
Right, right.
That's what I do.
And how does that part work? I guess that's the voice.
Lip-sync.
The voice, does the voice over actor do that, or do you also have to think about son 10 sílabas, no nos podemos pasar? How does that part work?
Well, depends. If you are paid for translation,
mm-hmm.
you just do the translation.
Okay, you just...
lip sync,
right.
which is what you're saying, what
yeah.
we call ajuste
mm-hmm.
or sincronía labial,
mm-hmm.
it's something, it's like an extra task and it takes time because
right.
you have to count syllables.
Sure,
and
sure.
See
it's very
if,
tedious, I
yeah.
imagine.
And you can, if you have a P,
mm-hmm.
you cannot have the actor with the mouth open saying open.
Right, right,
I
right.
I mean, they have to, you have
it's
to match.
Be as closely
the
lip, as possible, sure.
That's right.
Sure, sure.
So I usually do some lip sync. I mean, I really try not to give a lot of work to the next person in this production chain.
Right,
but,
right.
But that's what we do. Yeah.
Right, right. And so favorite movie you've translated? Matrix, one of them, or...
No, a series.
Series, yeah.
A series called The Office.
Oh.
The U.S. version.
U.S. I was going to ask you that. You knew that was my next question, right?
Yeah. It was...
U.S. or UK?
I spent like 10 years translating this series.
Holy
because there are nine
shit.
Seasons.
Right.
And it was the most challenging translation I ever done.
Right, right.
It's because every...
There's a lot of head...
Single,
a lot of slang,
yeah, every
office.
Single sketch was so full of cultural references,
right.
So attached to what is happening in the right. U.S. I mean, some things where
like commercials on TV where yeah. it's like, ¿cómo van a, like Family Guy, me recuerda. I'm like, nadie va a pillar esto.
That's right.
Esto es un anuncio de cuando yo era un chaval de tres años en mi zona. You know, these you kind
have
of
to
things. Like,
sometimes you have to. I mean, as they say, traduttore, traditore, we have to betray the text sometimes.
Oh, yeah,
in
sure.
order to
make it make sense. Yeah. Sometimes, sure.
Because you cannot explain. There are no side notes. There are not footnotes. You right, cannot right. say, okay, stop it. Okay, this is about a commercial from the 60s.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I wish I had that.
That you know, would make
you can
life
stop
easier.
And, you know, in the cinema, stop and movie theater. Okay, stop it. This is because we have this movie or we have this commercial right. in the 60s now.
So The Office was one of the biggest challenges
yeah,
for you.
Definitely.
But also, I guess that also...
I sweat
that
the fat
of,
drop.
Sude la gota gorda.
Yeah.
I was sweating bullets.
I was sweating bullets. Yeah,
we looked at that word before. Well,
but,
I love
it. It turns
movies,
me
man.
On. That turns me on.
Yeah. Hey, dude.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you something, man. Movies. I love to get lost in movies, and then it's interesting because you're seeing these movies in English, and then do you watch them in Spanish?
No.
This is what I mean. Do you watch your work?
it's my work, but I cannot. I cannot see. The dubbing or the voiceover.
You watch everything in its original version, yeah. I imagine. Yeah.
Or subtitles. In the case, it's a language I cannot understand.
Well, yeah, some things, even yeah. myself, I'm like, what? Like an Australian?
No,
well, like,
I mean,
huh?
well, I mean in German
oh,
or Chinese.
Right,
you know?
Right, right. Gotcha. Different
but,
language. Yeah.
No, I cannot. In fact, I know I know some actors and actresses, so I see their faces. I mean, Spanish. Voiceover talents.
Right.
So I see their faces when I watch a movie in Spanish. So
oh,
I don't
right,
want to do
right.
that because
right.
I can picture the actress or the actor. And I, oh no.
That's the what happens with me is, you know, all of a sudden I put it on here before we had the Audio 2 or any of that stuff. And I remember it was like, quítate de medio, hijo de puta, medio cabrón. But I'm like, that's
what?
Not Robert De Niro's voice.
That's right.
Like, you know, you grow up, I could, you know, Robert De Niro, you can have him talking. I'm like, Robert De Niro. I don't have to see his face.
Yeah.
Same here with, I guess, any actor
Jack
here.
Nicholson.
Yeah, yeah. So, of course, an American or somebody who's seen and known that guy's voice his whole life just like put him, and they do a great job.
Yeah.
They do a fantastic. I mean,
it's just really, another version.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah. But you can't help it no matter how well you translate. You will miss some things in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, definitely. Some things are missed. And it's amazing how some movies were, I mean, they decided to bring them to the Spanish market, like Austin Powers.
Right.
Which is based or Crocodile Dundee.
Right, right, which is a very cultural...
They're basically based on Game of Words and dialects, English
right.
dialects,
sure,
which is impossible
sure.
to translate. But what they decided was to make a Spanish version, just
right.
to cover the original and create another version,
oh,
like
okay.
Aladdin.
Sure, Aladdin is... Yeah,
Aladdin,
yeah, yeah,
sorry.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where, I mean, it's based on Robin Williams... Mm-hmm. Imitating,
yeah.
Like
in fact, the image
characters.
Was even,
yeah,
it was, you know, based on
that's
him
right.
as well physically.
So they created a completely new version for the Spanish market. For the Spanish market,
yeah, because I'm thinking too, like something like Sopranos, where one of the most important things is get this fucking guy out of here. I'm gonna break his leg. The
yeah.
way he's a paisan. They're using this Italian American,
yeah.
you know, schivats. So this is like this New York kind of thing. I'm like, who the fuck's gonna understand this?
yeah.
I mean, who's not from this area?
Yeah.
Who doesn't understand
works.
How Italian-Americans...
I compare it to music.
Mm-hmm.
Some people here listen to really stupid lyrics.
Right.
But it's the marvelous of music. Music transmits
feeling.
Through itself.
Right. Not just the words,
not
but
just
the
words.
Rhythm and everything.
Yeah, because
sure.
if you listen to some rap music,
yeah.
to the lyrics, you
yeah.
say, what? What are you...
Reggaeton.
Yeah, but it has something, the
but,
rhythm.
But
I mean,
you still shake your ass when
that's
you hear
right.
it.
It's like Despacito. I mean, it's from a musical point of view, it's catchy. It's
yeah, yeah.
yeah it makes you move.
They said there's
even
something
if you
in there,
it.
like a pause or something that
yeah.
makes you just,
that's
grabs
right.
you or something.
So the lyrics are completely
secondary.
Stupid.
Yeah, yeah. It's
this,
true, it's true.
But it works.
It works, sure,
music
sure.
works that way. So in a way, I think voiceover and... Spanish versions is something like that, I guess.
Right, right.
I don't know.
All right, well, talking about movies, I think it's time for a little section we call Name That Movie. Name That Movie.
Name That Movie.
guys, that's right. It's Friday. Oh, and happy afternoon. It's not Friday morning. Yeah. It's technically 18 minutes afternoon.
Have you ever met a Spaniard saying good afternoon after 12?
Dude, it threw me off. A mí me descoloco. I got here dos de la tarde. Buenos días. I'm like, what the hell time you get up? Yo llevo a las 7 p.m. I'm like, what? Good morning.
I didn't have lunch. Right? So having lunch is the
key is here. The key, yeah, there it's literally, es que es literal, noon son las 12 de mediodía. So las 12 y uno, it's literally afternoon.
I never translate noon in a movie as mediodía because for a Spaniard, it's 2:30.
Right, it's true. No, a mí me descolocó, tío. My first week in Madrid, I'll never forget. I'm like, where are these people? What time do they wake up? Jeez Louise. So, all right. Well, here we go, folks. Sosa and I have been rehearsing day in, day out. Exhausting rehearsals, but we're ready to give you today's Name That Movie. If you know the name of the movie, you can tell us on Twitter. In fact, if you'd like, you can mention both of us. I'm Alberto Alonso and Sosa Castro. And here we go. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's using you, kid. He's got your prick in his back pocket, but you are too blind to see it.
No. What I see is a jealous old machinist who can't stand the fact that his son has become more successful than he has.
What you see is a guy who never measured a man's success but the size of his wallet.
That's because you never had the guts to go out into the world and stake your own claim.
Boy, if that's why you fail, I must have done a really lousy job as a father.
Sí, qué bien, por fin.
¿Pero qué te pasa? ¿Por qué estás tan contento?
Porque el 15 de septiembre Baugan va a hacer una jornada de puertas abiertas.
¿Ah, sí? ¿Y eso?
Vas a poder ir a cualquiera de sus centros en España a conocerlos y encima te puedes llevar un pack especial para aprender inglés por solo $29.95.
Ah, pues sí que suena bien. ¿Y ese pack qué incluye?
El pack incluye los libros fundamentales del método Baugan, el Translation Booklet, el Students Manual y el Vocabulary Booklet por solo $29.95.
Ya has oído. El 15 de septiembre a partir de las 17 horas, ven a conocernos a cualquiera de nuestros centros Baugan y llévate este pack con los libros claves para aprender inglés por solo 29,95 euros.
Do you Baugan?
Has sacado muy buena nota y eso te asegura entrar en la carrera que querías. Pero oye, escúchame, ¿qué te iba a decir? ¿Y el inglés? Luego lo vas a lamentar. No es que no tengas oportunidades, porque en Baugan siempre encontraremos una solución para ti. ¿Pero de verdad vas a dejar pasarlo? Quiero presentarte el EMIP, o Executive Master en Inglés Profesional, un innovador programa de alto rendimiento para aprender inglés con nuestro exigente método de eficacia demostrada. ¿Por qué elegirnos? Porque llevamos más de 40 años formando a la mayor parte de los directivos de las mejores empresas de este país. Porque contamos con los mejores profesores de inglés del mercado, seleccionados mediante un riguroso proceso de formación que solo superan los mejores capacitados. Y en el Executive Master en Inglés Profesional de Baugan, solo imparten clase los mejores profesores. Si deseas más información, llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupobaugan.com.
Great stuff. We are in the final stretch, or the home stretch, la recta final. And William Rodriguez, what a nice comment. Good morning, Vaughn. Good day, and thanks for existing. Yo sé que has puesto ese ING ahí. Yo es que no lo veo, pero sé que lo has puesto ahí, porque con for siempre va el gerundio, pero no vamos a hablar de gramática. Good morning, Vaughn. Good day. Thanks for existing. Thank you so much, William. I think those kind of comments are what keeps all of us...
Fuels, you know, everything.
We're like, okay, is it working? You guys like it? Well, then we'll keep doing it. Okay. We're going to keep doing it. It's this ball of energy. We've got a winner, folks. Today's Name That Movie. It's tuning in from the Dominican Republic.
Oh, yeah?
Alexis!
Wow, Alexis Rosetta.
Yeah. Alexi, one of our listeners, Die Hard, A Muerte. There's another movie title.
Oh, yeah.
Jungla de Cristal, Die Hard.
Die Hard.
A Die Hard listener. Alexis, congratulations, buddy. It's Wall Street.
Mm-hmm.
Wall Street.
Wall Street.
Oliver Stone movie. Today's Oliver Stone's birthday. So I decided, you know, mm-hmm. Oliver Piedra, we would do a little tribute to him. Great movies. Favorite Oliver Stone movie. Tough one. Doors.
Apocalypse.
You got the Doors. Yeah, Apocalypse Now, classic.
Apocalypse Now, yeah, maybe.
I'm a Doors guy. Because I think that was the first one, and then Natural Born Killers was trippy.
Oh, Natural Born Killers.
That's like the movie, soundtrack. I mean, that was just like, what is happening? I felt like I was on acid. I felt like I took mushrooms when I saw that movie, you know? All right, well, this is Wall Street, classic movie. Guys, you want to learn financial vocabulary? You want to learn... Hello.
That's a movie.
You know, you got a lot of, you know, you want to learn mafia vocabulary? Watch Sopranos. You want to learn, right? It's a fun way to learn slang or you know, from a specific area.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whether it's ER or Scrubs, if you want to learn. De hecho, la palabra Scrubs es las batas verdes estas, right? So just with the title of the series, you'll learn it.
Yeah.
All right, so let's look at this scene. It's from the movie Wall Street. Now, the working title... Working title. I don't know how to say this in Spanish. Cuando antes de salir tenía el título.
Título provisional.
Provisional, I think would be the best. Yeah. A working title. It was greed.
Greed.
One of the seven deadly sins. Greed, which is avaricia.
Avaricia.
Avaricia. I always say that wrong. Esta es otra de mis Achilles heels ahí. It was going to be called Greed.
Uh-huh.
Which is an appropriate name. Wall Street, greed, synonyms.
That's right.
You know. All right. Well, this is a scene between father and son. And obviously their relationship is not in good shape, right? So Carl says, he's using you, kid. Lo decimos igual. Te está usando, te está utilizando para sus bienes, para sus tal. Mm-hmm. He's using you, kid. Kid es hijo, niño, ¿no?
Mm-hmm.
He says, he's got your prick. Now, this is a funny word. He's got your prick in his back pocket. Prick is your member, gentlemen. Your penis is your prick. Right,
mm-hmm.
It's a vulgar way of saying it.
Yeah.
Penis is a scientific way.
Prick, dick.
Cock. These are right. But you will hear these words.
Yeah.
You will hear them. So he's got your prick in it. O sea, que te tiene por las pelotas. You know, he's got your prick in his back pocket, en su bolsillo. Te tiene a ti cogido.
Te tiene agarrado por
agarra.
Las...
Por la...
por
nosotros
los,
decís
por las...
los, nosotros decimos el otro, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, but you're too blind to see it. Demasiado ciego. Para poder verlo, ¿no? Para verlo.
Mm-hmm.
And he says, no, no, he answers. His son answers, Bud Fox. He goes, no, what I see, lo que yo veo, is a jealous old machinist. How do we translate this one? Machinist. Alguien que opera máquinas. But I think like almost not an engineer. Let's see. A ver cómo lo... This is where word reference... No siempre hay que fiarse. You don't always trust. Machinist. Maquinista. Skilled machinery operator.
Yeah.
Mm. Engineer, best tool maker... So that's a tough one. And you know what? That's a career that doesn't really, you don't see too much of that anymore either.
Now I cannot come up with the word.
See, a tough one, guys. It's not always, well, there isn't always a direct translation. Underdog.
Yeah.
El menos favorito para ganar.
Yeah.
That's a sentence. That's not
a word.
Right. You know. So he says,
We say personas que maquinan.
Maquinan.
Maquinar.
Sí, trabaja con maquinaria.
No, pero maquinar is when you're planning something. Mm. For good or for bad.
Okay. So he says, a jealous old machinist who can't stand the fact that his son has become more successful than him. O sea, está diciendo, papá, me tienes envidia. Me tienes, eres celoso de lo que yo he hecho y tú no has hecho.
Envidia. It's a good translation of jealous, which is not celos in this case.
Exactly,
envidia.
Mm-hmm. And Carl Fox says, what you see is a guy who never measured, fíjate la pronunciación, it's weird that one. Measured a man's success by the size of his wallet, su cartera.
Cartera.
That's because you never had the guts. No tenías las agallas.
Mm-hmm.
The guts to go out into the world and stake your own claim. Ir a por lo tuyo. Esto es mío. That's when you had gold or territory, you stake your claim.
This is mine.
And he says, if that's the way you feel, I must have done a lousy job. Lousy lo usamos mucho. Terrible. Lousy job as a father. Well, guys, that's all the time we have today. That just flew by. Sose Castro, not only myself, the guests are saying you got to come back. We hope to see you soon on the show, buddy.
Definitely.
A pleasure.
A pleasure. Thank you for bringing me.
Thank you. Thank you so much, guys. Sose Castro, follow him and have a great weekend. We'll be back on Monday. I promise.